Hold on, Sarah, don't go. I used to know a man named Joe. Well, he'd blow his nose from his head to his toes. Don't hold on, Sarah, don't go. Boom, boom, boom. Too much toilet paper. Too much toilet paper. Too much toilet paper. Makes me feel fine.
I'm glad you like it.
So,
thank you.
What do we call this podcast? Mm-hmm.
This is Hatman and Harwood's Little Red Light Songs, Havel Hate of Music.
You don't have a Havel Hate.
You don't have a Havel Hate.
Hey, you did it. Kind of.
I didn't try to sound like Mr. Haney.
Pat Bertram. All right. This is the fifth Wednesday of the month.
How does that happen? It's weird. Every now and then it does.
We have special themes, either the songs we hate, songs we used to like, now we think them, or some other themes. But we have
Songs we used to think were meh, but now we like.
Yeah. So now
that too.
We are doing. We haven't done a songs we hate in a while.
No, not since. Well, the last we did one song. We did one episode of songs we hate back in January, but it has been a while since we've done a full blown songs we hate.
All right. So why don't you go first since you're already plugged in?
Okay. Do we want to? Do we talk about the songs or do we just play them?
That's just play them.
Okay.
Because then I'll be like, oh God, I hate
this. Yeah, this is a terrible song. I absolutely hate this song, and here it is.
That's horrible. You hate that commercial?
Yes.
That was like a
rule. It is, unfortunately. I'll never be your beast of burden. My back is broken, but it's a hurt. All I want for you to make love me. I'll never be your beast of burden. I've walked for miles, but my feet hurt. All I want for you to make love me. Am I hard enough? Am I rough enough? Am I rich enough? I'm not too blind to see.
Anyway, that song's It's on the meh for me.
Yeah, I don't like it because, for one, I don't see what the big deal about the Rolling Stones is.
Yeah, yeah. Same thing here, kind of. You know, I'm not a Stones fan, for sure. I like some of their songs, but I'm not. I don't have any albums or any CDs.
No, I don't either. I've told this story before, that whenever we in jazz band at Emerson Junior High, when I was in the ninth grade.
Jazz band, I didn't know that. What'd you play?
Piano.
Oh, very cool. I'm like, they don't have tubas in jazz band.
No, I played piano.
Very cool.
Jim Pierce was our director, and we did
I love Jim.
He took Leon Russell's version of Jumpin' Jack Flash and arranged it for stage band.
Yeah.
And, of course, that is a Stone song, and I remember him saying, and I kind of thought this was cool at the time, that the Longfellow jazz band were like the Beatles, because they were all, you know, they had the same uniform that they would wear. We were more like the Rolling Stones.
Ah, that's kind of funny.
And I always thought that was a cool analogy. But actually, as I've gotten older, I'm like, Beatles. Give me the Beatles. I just don't like the Stones. They're these gross, nasty, drug and sex fueled kids that never grew up.
Exactly.
That's exactly what they are.
Yeah.
And my gosh, Mick Jagger, he looks like Rusty off of European Vacation.
Just all methed out, though.
You know.
What's he say? Scuzzed out or something?
Scuzzed out, yeah. Something.
Rusty.
But yes, I hate that song. That was Beast of Burden from the album Some Girls by the Rolling Stones. Released in 1978, and this is an album cover, I think, of all the Rolling Stones dressed in drag.
Of course it is. I don't really even look at it.
I know. They're sick. But, I don't like that song because I play it a lot with my band, and the reason that it killed it for me, I was never crazy about the song to begin with. I was indifferent towards it, but I associate it with someone who really likes our band, and this person I cannot stand. So that's kind of why I don't like the song. So you know what? I hate that song. I think the Rolling Stones are highly overrated. Send your hate mail to Professor Capital P, Professor Capital SH 83 at gmail.com. All comments are welcome.
All right, I'm trying to find a sponsor.
You know what? I hate that so much, and I am such a... I dislike the Stones so much, I'm not even going to go into the details about the album. All we need to know is it came off of Some Girls from 1978.
That's hilarious. All right, here we go. Here's our commercial brought to you by the Rolling Stones.
'Cause I'm a woman.
Archie.
I can bring home a bacon.
Archie.
Fry it up in a pan.
Archie.
And never let you forget you're a man.
Give her Ajolie, the 8-hour perfume for the 24-hour woman.
I can work till 5 o'clock, come home and read you tickety-tock.
Tonight I'm gonna cook for the kids.
And if it's loving you one, I can kiss you and give you the shivering fit.
Ajolie, the 8-hour perfume for your 24-hour
woman. All right, you ready for mine?
Yeah.
So I'm just gonna play it. And you probably never heard of this. It's a very weird song. Don't look at the computer yet.
Okay.
But I heard this back in the 80s. The song sucks. There's a long version, but I'm not going to play it for you.
Okay.
The video's stupid.
Okay. And, I'm just going to lean back. I'm going to lean back and close my eyes. How about that?
As my friends, before we had MTV, there's a thing on HBO called Video Jukebox.
Yes, I remember you telling me that.
And they play this a lot. And me and my friend... trying to probably about 4 or 5. Maybe about a little bit older than that.
We're not going to listen to Jukebox by the Flirts again, are we?
Oh, good God, no. But same time frame, though.
Okay.
So we're about 6 or 7, I think, because I was about first or second grade. We tried to figure out what the hell the song was about. But here we go.
All right.
Ring 40. Horse.
That's a commercial.
Oh, yes.
We really need a YouTube red. No commercial.
Stain on my notebook where your coffee cup was.
pages, now I've got myself lost. I was writing to tell you that my feelings tonight are a stain on my notebook that brings your goodbye.
Song by Squeeze, Black Squeeze. Coffee in Bed.
I've never heard of that song. I've never heard of that band.
It was their first single release on Squeeze's fifth album. I've never even known, never heard of that band. Oh, they're UK band. Maybe that's why we haven't heard of them.
That could be.
Because we're in Oklahoma.
What was the year?
1982.
That song is a year older
than
me.
I was about first grade, actually. So I was about right.
I was negative. I was just negative.
It peaked at number 51 on the UK charts and number 26 on the US mainstream rock chart. So it didn't go anywhere.
Wow. You know, there was a few passages in that song that made me think of like Huey Lewis, but you said this was probably before Huey Lewis.
I think so. I think Huey Lewis came out like in 85.
Yeah, right? Or probably
his popular stuff. At least.
Yeah, with Back to the Future. But I mean, I'm listening to this song. I'm thinking this sounds like something I'd hear on Police Academy. I mean,
that's so fun. And one of the band members says, "We thought we recorded this song too slow. We can this. It could never be a fast song, but we certainly missed the opportunity."
Now, you remember seeing this on the video jukebox on HBO?
Yep, HBO. Wow. We used to play the video jukebox all the time, and I've seen this and Total Eclipse of the Heart all the time. The Thompson Twins. That was the only time you could watch videos here in Oklahoma.
Yeah, and then of course the Flirts.
The flirts don't put a dime in the jukebox. I don't want to hear that song no more.
That's a stupid song.
And then 99 Red Balloons, that was the same. This is all the same time frame.
Yeah.
Let's see. I saw something pretty interesting here. Oh, this song was inspired by a notebook with a black coffee stain on it. And he says that several times in the song as a lyric. So that's the song I hate.
Okay.
And that was almost my wake-up sleepy a couple of times. And sadly, this is stuck in my head sometimes.
I must say, I am not just crazy about that song.
Well, you shouldn't be crazy. You should hate it, too.
I have to admit, I enjoy it more than I do Beast of Burden. No. How ironic. We both featured British bands.
Hey. I've never heard of Squeezer.
I never. That's totally brand new to me, but I like it better than Beast of Burden.
Like I said, there is a
I like it better than Pizza Burning.
Pizza Burning. There is a 6-minute version of the song.
Well, why didn't you play that one?
Because that would be dumb.
Oh. I don't know much about stuff. What is that, cheese?
I don't know what that is. Stone cheese. Lily put coffee in the room.
Just pictures of coffee and coffee beans.
And that was a 6-minute version played by me.
That's what I want to do is watch 6 minutes of coffee and coffee beans.
That's all it is, that video is.
Good golly. Miss Molly.
You know, I almost played this. I never heard this till the other day. It's not good either.
Really?
It's a French guy, I think. Okay. Why is this a plan? If someone want to give you black coffee in bed, how can we get a hold of you?
This already makes me want to disembowel myself. You can get a hold of me at capital P, Professor SH83 at gmail.com.
You can get a hold of me at Goodnight Sleepy Hit Show at gmail.com.
This is awful.
I risked the glance you gave a smile. I couldn't breathe, felt really high. Some other man was standing round. You looked at me, this made me brown. I asked you, baby, what's the time? You looked right deep into my eyes. It made me brave and soon you smiled. Said, what you gonna do tonight? I'm in the mood of going out. You held my hand and then we went to different places. Still I said, come on and let us go to bed. You made me singing loop-de-loo. You made me singing loop-de-love. Love-de-loop-de-loop-de-love. Love-de-loop-de-loop-de-love. Why singing love-de-loop-de-love? We're doing love-de-love-de-love. Love-de-love-de-love-de-love. Love-de-love-de-love-de-love. I kiss your lips and close your eyes. You held me tight and kiss your twice. You started loving in a way. Till there was nothing to be said. And then you whispered in my ear. It's time to play the work, my dear. I hope you're really satisfied. Another one's waiting outside. You made me singing loop-de-loo. You made me singing loop-de-love. Love-de-loop-de-loop-de-love.